So I'm here with President and Sister Eyring, and they are going to be giving the first devotional address of the semester. And President Eyring, then you were talking about the power of testimony after repentance, and Sister Eyring is speaking on building your testimony through experience. And I wondered, how did you arrive to these topics?
Well, in my case, I've had a feeling that I ought to bear testimony of the truthfulness of the church in a personal way. And for me, my testimony has come mostly through repentance, mostly through making mistakes and feeling remorse, and then through the process of repentance, knowing that the weight of that sin has been lifted, adds to my testimony, because I know that there's only one way that could happen, and that is through the atonement. And then I can recognize that it's all made possible, that access to the atonement, by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and its leaders, especially bishops and my father, who can be essential helpers in the process of repenting, especially when transgressions are significant. And so, as the scriptures say, when I am weak, then am I strong. That's been true for me in my life, and I'll talk a little about that today.
Yeah, and I was grateful that Henry mentioned the topic of testimony, and as I started thinking about where my testimony came from, I knew that it was truly accumulated over my life from experiences, seemingly small experiences sometimes, but experiences, and that the best way for me to build my testimony each day, of course, is to repent, as Henry has mentioned, but also then to look for evidence of my Heavenly Father's love all around me. And it's there. It's always there. But it's a choice of mine to acknowledge it and then to record it and remember that, so that when I am wondering, I have something to look at and remember.
Sister Eyring today has a great object lesson related to this idea of picking up testimony as you see the hand of the Lord in your life. And it's going to be a surprise, but I think a fun one.
I think it'll be fun. Just students, be looking for things to pick up.
On the way to devotional, there will be things to pick up.
Well, I'm excited for that. And Sister Eyring, I feel the same about my testimony and building through experience. And as I read through the discussion board, I really felt like I was getting to know my peers. And I wondered what you all thought or learned as you went through the discussion board.
Well, I was wonderfully overwhelmed by not only the number of people who participated and commented on others' posts, but just there were so many stories where I thought, oh, if only I could put that into my talk. Now, I do have one of those stories in my talk, but there are 100 that I could have inserted that would be just as powerful, and I'm very grateful to the students for that.
I was so impressed that the students were willing to share very tender experiences. It built my testimony as I read. I just thought it was wonderful. I just was so grateful that they were willing to participate and to build others' testimonies through theirs.
Reading your talk, President Eyring, I really liked your definition of truth, and it reminded me of the new book the church put out, The Standard of Truth, and I wondered if you had been influenced by it at all.
Well, it's a very good work, and I think it's important to understand history and to be prepared for questions that non-members and even some members of the church may ask. The history of the church is very complex and not fully understood by any of us. We weren't there. But I find that regardless of what comes, and I really learned it from my father, that no matter what seems to have been the case, no matter what people are saying, there's a direct channel that each of us has through the Holy Ghost to Heavenly Father. And for me, at least, the way I communicate best with Heavenly Father through the Holy Ghost is when I'm asking for forgiveness.
Reading your talk, I felt like it was important for parents to gain testimonies, but I wondered, what do you hope students take away from your talk?
Yeah, no, I'm very, very blessed to have had wonderful parents. Also, forebears, people I don't know, who inspire me. And so it's not necessary. If you're a first-generation Latter-day Saint, no need to worry. You can take as your older brother someone like the Apostle Paul and as your older sister Esther. And we're all part of that same family, and we can look to those who've come before us and lean on their testimonies and associated sacrifices.
Yeah, like Henry, I'm grateful for my immediate family that, of course, and ancestry that has paved the way in the church for me. But it is true, really, it doesn't matter. We're all part of Heavenly Father's family. And we can strengthen and lift each other's testimonies. For my talk, I just hope that they become more aware of Heavenly Father's love in their lives around them, that they'll notice it and that they'll see it and keep track of it so that they can hold that.
We had with us today President of BYU Idaho, President Eyring, and his wife, Sister Eyring. Thank you both for coming in today. They'll be giving the first devotional addresses of the semester.